Save big this summer with great deals. All in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In 1966, LA's counterculture pushes back. I'm Jason Horton, and this is Strange Year. 1966 gave us Star Trek and Good Vibrations. However, bad vibes at Pandora's Box made 1966 a strange year. Sunset Strip curfew riots, November 1966. As the Vietnam War was racking up casualties, the culture war in Los Angeles was taking shape. Hippies and the celebrity counterculture elite were at odds with the status quo. The Sunset Strip became the battleground, and at the center of it all, 8118 Sunset Boulevard. The club Pandora's Box was ground zero. The alcohol-free club was a haven for broke, wild, and free youth, and the bane of the existence for surrounding businesses, banks, and restaurants. They wanted the club leveled and financially viable high-rises in its place. It was simple. The suits leaned on the city to impose a 10 p.m. curfew to squeeze the life out of Pandora's Box. This, in addition to the harassment and arrest of loitering longhairs in the previous months, was just about enough. And what came next? After a word from today's sponsor. On November 12th, 1966, flyers and local DJs got the word out. That word was, protest police mistreatment of youth on Sunset Boulevard, no more shackling of 14 and 15-year-olds. This was a call for peaceful protest that night in front of Pandora's Box. There were reports of anywhere between 1,000 and 3,000 teenagers, as well as Jack Nicholson, Dennis Hopper, Peter Fonda, and Sonny and Cher were there to speak their piece. A road rage incident separate from the protests caused the scene. This brought about 150 LAPD officers and 79 sheriff deputies, complete with tear gas and batons, making a relatively peaceful scene into something way more heated. The enthusiastic crowd hurled rocks at the police, as well as smashing windows and overturning cars. The group Community Action for Facts and Freedom organized a benefit concert to raise bail money for those arrested and help pay for damaged property. The unofficial counterculture safe haven was losing ground. With the addition of the more conservative Ronald Reagan, now governor of California, business licenses were withdrawn and clubs were closed. Pandora's Box was one of them, closing the next year. The Buffalo Springfield song, For What It's Worth, was born from this event, becoming the anthem for the anti-establishment. I want to thank Guardian.com, Timeline.com, and LAWeekly.com. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back next time with another episode of Strange Year.